to the BuyerInsights.ai podcast. Today's episode, we're going to talk about how to improve your buyer's journey. It's something that I think people take for granted, that they grow their business by bringing on customers, and that just happens organically. You know, people try to look into, okay, how, you know, where are we generating this business from? They, you know, use analytics, they use UTMs, they do things to track where engagement happens. But a lot of the time, what they don't do is understand, if we had 100 people, let's say, click on our social media links, and only two of them became customers, is it just a 2% conversion rate? Or are there other points of engagement that a customer will go through that actually make them pause and decide to look at another solution or for another company to provide that particular product or service? So let's dig in. Let's look at how to improve the buyer journey experience. So first, I think analysis is good. I think analytics are good. I think you've got to look at all of those and understand what's creating engagement and what's maybe just noise out there. So there's a lot of exercises that you actually as a business should do regularly. You should do it once you establish the business and when you understand there's a need, a demand for what you're selling. And those exercises are everything from sitting down and actually working out goals, objectives, strategies, tactics, and targets. Really, really important. That, you know, that process of going through that exercise really helps define where are we going and what are we going to do to get there. But remember, there are assumptions you're making initially. Once you've made those assumptions, you engage them. And then you should be looking to find out which ones work, what doesn't, and where you actually need adjustment. But inherently in all business, workers like to be busy. Marketing leaders love to keep their people doing something, even though they need them maybe not for the full 40 hours a week, but let's just give them something to do. So they end up creating content, they end up creating noise in the channel. And that noise in the channel can sometimes be very detrimental. And plus, I've seen it so many times in industry, very few companies actually do an audit of their channel to understand what's actually out there. And this is where mapping that content to understand where a buyer could engage with that is super important. You know, people talk about creating tailored content for each stage of the journey, and that is good. It's better done when you actually have a established channel set up that you know has a route through it to your funnel that makes sense. But sometimes wires become crossed, and what will happen is you're not accounting in there for an actual prospect or a buyer to actually do their own pathway, to do their own style of diligence and discovery. And when they do that, what are they going to find? So this is where you really have to dig deep. And this is why BuyerInsights.ai was founded, because too many companies we found, and they found, that's why they came to us, had a situation where customers or buyers and prospects were tripping over content that was making them second guess why they originally looked and thought of this company as a solution that they want. So you've got to optimize those marketing channels. You've got to ensure that the messaging is consistent. You've got to make sure it fits within the strategy of what you're actually doing. And this is across all departments. Sometimes sales can go off and create their own content. Sales enablement, their own content. Marketing can do their own content. Now, when you look at the turnover in marketing departments, how many times when marketers leave or let go, do they actually go in and understand what content is out there and what content probably doesn't fit or isn't a good fit for the future messaging of the particular product or service? And where can it be pulled down? Where can it be hidden? where can it be replaced? Also, messaging gets old, and you've got to be really careful that as messaging gets old, that that's replaced. I've seen within companies where there's been cross wires and salespeople are actually selling something that doesn't exist. It's kind of crazy, but it happens. So you've got to be really proactive in this. It's something that I think in an ideal world, a marketing team would do every 6 months, maybe even more, maybe even every 3 months, to make sure that they've really got that clear path to engagement. And those touch points are just super, super important. So when you're leveraging customer reviews, are they finding a customer who's no longer with you? A customer who's gone with a competitor and is openly advertising that they're now with a competitor? That's a piece of content that doesn't work well for you, because if I was a buyer, I'm going to beg the question, why did they leave? Why did they go somewhere else? Why didn't you serve them in a way where they were happy to stay and extend their contract with you? So these are things that companies really have to actually think about. So when you're looking to improve that buyer journey, there's a couple of fundamentals that you have to put in place. One is an audit. Two is a relationship with the strategy. Everybody should be on the same page with the strategy. And everyone should be in touch with also the message map from the company. If you put time and energy into that message map, you want to make sure that everyone's adhering to it. These are just a few things to simplify this purchasing process. We're here to help. Every day we work with companies looking at their actual map, looking at the content and uncovering things that they didn't even know were out there. And this helps them streamline that path to engagement. So if you need any help, reach out to us here at buyerinsights.ai. I'm Ian Faith. Until next time, we'll see you again on our podcast.